Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Let us ask you this before we dive into these Bills. Coach, always good to see you. Hope you had a great bye week. It's Dukes and Bell live inside the Ticketmaster Studios. Well, what does a head coach do? I got asked this by one of my boys. And he was like, yeah, I know you talk to Ry every week. I was like, yeah. And he's like, what's he do during the bye week? And I'm like, what do you expect him to do? He's doing coaching things. What, he went fishing? I mean, coach, what do you do during a bye week?
You do have a little time off, but you want to get away. But at first, before you go away, you want to organize everything where you can get your staff ready to look at some of the self-scout things, to look at some of the things that you've done. You know, obviously, you want to look at what you've done, what you want to do, what you want to do moving forward. You want to go see what you're good at, what you need improvement in, and you want to be there to attack those areas. You know, coaches' jobs, like I always say, is to identify problems. And we go out and identify those problems, then the players go out there and fix them. You know, we can give them tools to fix them. And having an early bye this week, it made it particularly special because you can individualize and go through the guys from even back into training camp, moving forward into now to the first four games of the season, and really nail down some of those things. Even some of the guys that didn't play as much as they would like to, you can kind of say, hey, here's the roles you could be doing when we get back, so be ready to do those things. You got a long stretch coming up, and you're going to need a bunch of bodies, and these bodies are going to be real critical and real promising for what you need moving forward if you do the things that we plan on doing. So you can put people in a good position to go out there and be the best version of themselves, and that's what you do first. And then you got to get away and enjoy your family.
Right.
Got a chance to do a little community work. And
okay.
Got a chance to be around, you know, the Atlanta community and be a part of that and look at some of those things, and it's like – it's great. And then you get a chance to go back and sit home and watch a little football. And then you do some more work and brew up and work up until now until you get the guys back in. We had the extra long bye because we got the Monday night game. So I'm talking to you today on a Thursday, which normally would be a lot earlier. So you get some time to take a deep breath and really get ready for these guys and know you got a stretch coming up that you want to play. It's the reason we do it, the highly competitive moments. And now let's go to work.
We were talking about that Sunday night game, so I presume you're watching the Bills taking on the Patriots. And, you know, I mean, I know that there's things – you're a coach for a living. You see things at work and things that maybe, okay, we could probably do that. Maybe we could do a better version of that. Do we have the horses to do some of those things? Is that just natural in the business?
You know, what I noticed just from the week, you know, throughout this course of the week is, like, you see – everybody sees the obvious things, right? You see the big plays. You see the – nowadays we point out all the bad plays. We point out all those things, right? But – what I was watching around the league, the teams that were winning and the teams that were doing the really cool things were the teams that had selfless acts. And you see a bunch of selfless acts across the board. You watch that game versus Seattle and Tampa and the things that happened in that game and all the things that were able to go about that process and the blocking and all that type of stuff and that strain and the effort that it requires to win a football game. And I thought that was some of the coolest moments to watch. So when you watch Buffalo play New England that night, no different. You've seen a bunch of selfless acts, and those are the reason you win.
Yeah, Drake, our quarterback, Michael Penix, was talking about how he thought Drake May really did a great job of protecting the ball. He was talking to media today. It's Raheem Morris, guys, as we get ready for the Bills on Monday night at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And he was just equating that to, coach, we got to take care of the ball. Like that, he watched that and said, I think Drake did a really good job of just playing within himself. How much of that goes into a game like this where, look, we know they're, you know, everybody's talking about them being a Super Bowl contender and the Josh Allen factor, and they're coming in with some expectation and hype, and not that we're not, but they've been on this path right the last few years, and so going into this game, is how much extra does that play into us taking care of the football and doing the little things?
There's no secret. You know, you want to be real transparent with your guys. You know, this is definitely one of the teams you want to model your program after. right? They do it the right way. They do it with toughness. They went out and built it with a quarterback. They got a bunch of people around them that play and do their job and play really hard. They found ways to protect the ball. They got a quarterback that's a high-level competitor. I mean, we've tried to build our program that way, and we're coming. And like, you put your guys on high alert. So, like, for these guys, this presents a great challenge for us to go out there and really have a litmus test for ourselves. And it gives us a chance to go out there and really put ourselves in the best position to go out there and put it in for us, you know, and like, how many things can we do for each other to go out there and get this win? So with Michael watching that game and noticing and recognizing that you got to protect the ball, that's a part of the complementary football that coach always speak about. And when your players start to believe it and grow that way and not just look at their stats and what they've done and how many yards they threw for and what's important to their teammates in order to go win.
Coach Raheem Morris, guys, live on Dukes and Bell. We're exclusively here in the Ticketmaster Studios at Falcons headquarters. Yeah, that Josh Allen, man, over you, around you, through you, this guy's a stud. Is this one of those games where you can lean into the defensive pieces you've added? You know, whether it's the Leonard Floyd or the great rookie class we picked up or the guys from last year, how does the front seven, I mean, what's different, if there is something different about this game with Josh Allen?
I think it's just a team game, you know, when it comes to that. Like, when we talk about the whole front seven, they got to rush with vision and violence. They got to make sure Josh can't take over the game and do the special things that he's able to do. But it also trickles into the back end, right? You got to cover longer. You got to stay connected. You got to find ways to plaster when it's required. You got to find ways to make yourself be available to make plays when the opportunity presents itself. And all of those things matter. Field position matter. That kicks in the special teams. That kicks in our offense with their time of possession. All of those things come into play. Like, this is the ultimate complementary football game when you got to beat a really good football team like we're about to play.
Coach, your offensive coordinator, Zach Robinson, was asked by one of our cohorts, Garrett Chapman, today whether he's been contacted by Oklahoma State. This is not a thing. Mike and I have talked about it, but I want to ask the head coach. Zach's response, I'll kind of leave it at, you know, leave that. Honestly, I'm focused on the day and the progress this week. You've been coaching a long time. Does any of that stuff concern you? Does it seep in? How do you deal with that stuff?
It's very normal. Like, it's not normal to everybody else in the world that don't know, you know. But, like, in the coaching business, that's what happens. When you do a good job and you're sought after, that's what we all look for our guys. When I got here, I talked about having a developmental staff and having people, hiring people that are smarter than you, that you want to put in position to have great things happen. So I know this about Zach. He knows how he gets those jobs is do the greatest job he can for the Atlanta Falcons. And that's all he worries about. That's what he cares about. That's what we built in. That's what our character is. That's what our makeup is. That's everything that we're about. So, like, we don't worry about those things. The other stuff is fun for you guys to talk about. And those things come up when you guys get a chance to talk about who's going where, who's doing what. I mean, we've somehow found a way to make Black Monday a fun thing in the National Football League. So when it happens during the season, I've been a part of it for a lot of years. Whether it was getting the Atlanta job or was interviewing for other jobs, your focus doesn't change when you want to do and you got as much compassion and passion for your team and care for the guys that you're around. You want to win football games for your guys. You don't care about all that stuff. It's just going to happen. Just embrace that distraction and move on.
Talking with Coach Raheem Morris here on Dukes and Bell. Speaking of coaches, Coach Williams and special teams, we're not the only team. Everybody seems to be giving up big kick returns this year as guys are getting their handle on these new rules. Is it a byproduct of some of the guys being banged up and the injuries is why the special teams have been giving up such big plays, or a little bit of both in execution? What's up with that?
No, it's a new play. You know, it's like you got to get used to it. And you got to find ways to go down there and cover. You know, you won't make excuses for those things, for people being hurt. You got to go down there. You got to cover. You got to put a body on a body. And you got to go to work. You know, make no excuses about it. You got to play better on special teams. You got to find a way to do it. And I know we got the guys and the people to do it and the coach to get it done. So I feel really good about that as well.
These defensive numbers, I know, stats are for losers. But damn, it looks good. Coach, Falcon fans like looking at this stuff and going, we're top five. We're top 10. Our defense is doing some things. It makes our fan base feel really good about the progress of where this defense is.
That's awesome. I'm happy that we can appease our fan base because that's what ultimately we want to do. But here's the deal. There's no real such thing. The reason I say stats for losers is because there's no real such thing as real individual stats. You got those numbers on defense partly because of your time of possession that you have on offense. You got those numbers partly because of what Bijan Robinson's able to do moving the ball. Mm. Bijan has those numbers, you know, because of what our O-line's able to do, create movement, creating space and doing those things, along with our tight ends. Our tight end group this year have been one of the best blocking groups that I've seen that allow us to maintain possession like that and really do a good job, minus that game, right?
Right.
And then once you go past that, you got to hold up and find ways to win. But our guys on defense have really bought into the system. So then that spills over to your coaching and your philosophy and the simplifying things and getting guys to fly around. And then that's what Greg – that's when Jeff Obrick comes into play and some of the guys on our staff. Whether you're talking about Jerry Gray, whether you're talking about Barrett Rood, whether you're talking about Dave Huxtable, whether you're talking about Jockey Smith, whether you're talking about all those guys on our defensive staff that are locked and loaded every single day, the Hoods, the Lantis, the Timus, the Cammy Pasqualoni, all of those guys, they come to work every day with the mindset of what is my role and how do I get us better every single day, and it's awesome.
Coming off the bye week, talking to Coach Rob and how we're going to get it done against the Bills on Monday Night Football. Jeff Ulbrich telling the guys we have to earn the right to win this game. We got to go to another space. And I guess it helps to have A.J. Terrell back. You talk about him and Mooney and everybody who's been banged up of late.
You know, Mooney is still questionable. We'll find out what's going on there, what we're going to do there towards the end of the week. We'll find out if we can get away. We knew this would be a little uphill struggle anyway, especially when you get hurt the first day of camp. You miss a game, you finally get back. We knew this would be the opening part of it. We knew the risk of some of the soft tissue things. And here we are, right? So you deal with those things. Part of distraction, you're talking about being able to embrace. But Casey Washington stepped up in a major way. We feel really good about some of those things. Still got Ray Ray. We still have a bunch of guys that can go out there and play for us, whether it be Red. And then, you know, talking about the other side of the ball, getting A.J. back after missing him after two games. I'm so proud of the guys that stepped up and played well for us, whether it was Alfred, whether it was Mike Hughes, you know, essentially assuming the number one, Billy Bowman being the young guy going out there playing the entire year for us. And I'm fired up. Like, you don't win with just one guy. You don't win with just a couple of guys, man. People got to step up and find those roles, and that was part of the bye week. That was part of the conversations and how it gets done. So that's awesome.
All right, before we let you go, I've been saying – and I don't know how you look at it. We don't know what the game plan is. I mean, we're listening if you want to tell us.
You want to spill the beans, man.
But I've been saying, Coach, offense to me this week is our best defense. Keep Josh off the field, and we don't have to worry about him making all these spectacular plays and breaking tackles and doing all this stuff. If we sustain drives and on time of possession, we should be great, right? And I'm looking at this, and I'm saying, that's what we need to do this week. What do we need to do to get this dub on Monday night?
The 92, the game, better be careful because they're trying to make you a coach.
I've been one for a long time.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid if you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I mean, no,
I play one on the radio.
No, seriously. But, like, you know, it's a great observation. Like, you know, like, you don't go out there and say you're going to stop Michael Jordan.
You can't.
Right?
You can't.
Right. You go out there and you stop Michael Jordan. But you stop Michael Jordan by the ways that you can, right? And what's the best way to keep Michael Jordan from scoring? Keep him next to his coach.
Josh Allen.
All right.
Got you. Coach Ra, appreciate you, man. Thank you so much for joining us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.